Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Foot Traffic. This is part two. So last week I did a part one where I was talking about how do we come back from all of this? When I say that, I mean the craziness that 2020 has brought. Like, where do we go from here? So I would highly recommend you start there. So pause this episode, go back, listen to part one. I will tell you, last week, and I always am observing, but I never know. Last week, we had a record number of downloads that we've ever had so far in 1 week. So either this title got really exciting to people, or I don't know, but go listen to part one, hit pause here, come back to part two when you're ready, okay? So, you know, as we're heading into now part two, five ways to prepare for round two of the pandemic, you know, things are starting to pop up. I'm getting certain questions from clients. I'm seeing it on social media. You know, are we through this pandemic? Well, no, of course not. And I know it looks very different in every state and every country. Even here, my studios, they're back open. But normal is not a word that I would use to describe our situation, right? Our school year numbers, they continue to drop every single week. But our September numbers, they're currently bigger at this time than they were last year at this time. However, that doesn't really put me at ease. Like, it's a good thing, but I'm also not thinking I'm in the clear, okay? Why? Because September feels so far away, and it doesn't guarantee that people that actually signed up will stay signed up, right? So I was talking with my CPA. We do a monthly meeting, and we were talking about cash on hand, okay? Basically, what cash on hand means is how long could we go if we had $0 coming into the business? So my CPA was saying, you know, typically we don't really like this to be more than 3 to 4 months, or I think he said maybe even 2 to 3 months out, because he's like, why have it sitting there, not, you know, accumulating any interest or things like that? However, in this situation, 90 days might not even be long enough, right? So I'm starting to, you know, hear this and think about things coming up. And all of a sudden I read an article about 30 restaurants that permanently closed here in Milwaukee. And one was a 28-year-old establishment. You know, this isn't just newbies that can't make it, right? These are businesses that are struggling. They're in trouble. And some, this is a permanent situation. And I believe that round two will be so much worse than round one because people are in an even worse position or situation than they were pre-COVID-19, right? So if you're looking at where you're going to be at, let's say in September, where you were back in March, you might already have felt the effect and maybe you are not exactly where you want to be. So the question is, how do we actively prepare now knowing, and I don't want to say knowing because we never truly know, right? But at the same time, we can use this, you know, educated guess to know that there's a pretty good possibility it will happen, right? If you're even remotely listening to the news or hearing people talk, everybody is planning for this. So if that is like the talk and that's what everybody's bringing up, how could you not at least go in with a plan? Okay. So here is my checklist because you know, I'm a prepper. You know that like what's killing me is I just want to call up my kid's school and be like, listen, you can do whatever you want to do, but if you could just tell me what the plan is, I will feel that much better. Like I would rather have you say you're going virtual all year. And I know right now, then like the best case scenario is we go back, but I don't find out till the day before. Right. I am such a planner and I like to be ahead of, you know, what's to come. So knowing that I don't really get to know that, I've got five things that I want you to be thinking about as you're starting to plan and prepare. Okay. Now you might not be as extreme as me. You may be as crazy as me and I welcome that, but I still want you thinking, what can I take from this podcast? What could make sense for me? Maybe one of the five things hits you, right? Anything you take is going to help you be more prepared. So number one, work towards 6 months of cash on hand. You literally cannot have too much cash right now. If you don't have at least 6 months of savings, you just don't have enough. Now, honestly, I can tell you, I don't have enough for all of my businesses, okay? And I have to tell you that because you might be thinking, I don't even have a month. Like, where? How am I getting 6 months? Like, there's just no way. But I really, really want you to hear that. Even though I'm not there, I'm still actively working on making sure that our savings accounts are in order, that our expenses remain low. And those are the two things that are pretty easy, right? Controlling the expenses and really keeping an eye on the savings account. That's the easy part. But what you don't understand about saving money and not spending money is that there is so much magic in the third one, and that is making money, okay? So you might be thinking, I don't have enough money in my savings and I'm not going to get there in time. But what you all have the opportunity to do is make money. You're an entrepreneur. Like, this is what you do, right? So I know that I can make way more money than I can save by penny pinching and just, you know, nickel and diming and saving everything, right? So the questions I start to ask myself is, where am I leaving money on the table? Like, where can I make money right now? How do I create something to help my business become more diversified and to continue to have our most successful year to date? As I stated in the last podcast, I am still planning to have my most successful year to date. I have not dropped that goal, and I don't think you need to either, okay? Now, what I want you to hear is don't get fixated on not spending, especially if it isn't allowing you to generate income, all right? We have some brand new products coming out for my studio, and I am so excited to release these. Now, what I want you to see here is I had to spend some money or I had to invest in some of my employees to help me set up these new products. So I'm spending money in order to make money, but I see this as an investment because I can see it generating the income in the future, okay? So when I say keep your expenses low, be cautious of what you're spending, I'm not saying don't lose the opportunity to grow your business. The people that penny pinch and they're just in the savings mode right now, those are the people that can't save enough and they go out of business, okay? Now, just knowing that if we were to get shut down again, that we would have these other streams of income already coming in and that this is going to help offset the loss on some of our other programs that maybe we will lose people, that will make a way bigger difference than just saving money for the next 6 months, okay? So yes, I want you to save, but you've got to do more than just saving, okay? That was just tip number one. Tip number two. Plan A through Z, okay? It is important that you show your customers what you've learned and how you've prepared for another round. Let's be honest, not everyone liked how your business handled round one, okay? I definitely had some complaints. I had one lady who, I don't even know if I told you this, but she begged us to cancel our Easter event, like begged us, one person, one negative comment out of like 400 people that signed up, right? Trust me, I had people that thought this is not a good idea, okay? But what I want you to understand is you might not even like how you handled it, right? The Easter Bunny situation, it was actually a bad example because I was proud of that. I would do it again, right? But there are some things I did that I did because I didn't know any better. And I thought, okay, let's try this, right? And now I've seen that's not the best use of our time and our energy and round two is gonna look different. Now, here's what I want you to know. You need to let your customers know what you would do next time, how you've been preparing, right? So for us, we were doing like virtual lessons and we hurried and bought mics, but the mics weren't working and they were like picking up the other studios and we had some errors happening, right? Well, in the meantime, we actually have found amazing mics and great webcams and like all of the things that we didn't like, we have fixed for next time. Now, if we don't tell our people that we just did that, they're assuming they know what this looks like. They know what's going to happen when COVID returns, right? And it hasn't gone away, but the next wave of it. So what I need you to be thinking about is what have you learned and have you told your people yet? They have no idea, right? No idea. So I really, really want you to make sure you're making those lessons learned and then you're educating your people. Now, a lot of the schools around here, they have not given any final details, but they've said things like, Well, we might do virtual. We might do 3 days per week here and then 2 days per week virtual. Or maybe we'll just do half days every day in two groups, right? They've given like a few choices and they're so different. But I swear to you, knowing what's going on in their head still makes me feel like, okay, well, I can handle each of those three situations. They're very different, but I'm ready, right? So it's not that you have to announce this whole plan, but to show some things you've been thinking about or how you've been planning. That is something we've been doing since the beginning. And it is probably one of the best pieces of feedback that we've gotten is we've always been the most proactive. They'll hear our plan before they hear anybody else's. And it's not that we haven't changed the plan, but because we're sharing like what could happen, they just feel better. Like, and I feel better. As soon as the school started to say something, I'm like, okay, like I just want to know what this looks like. All right. Now that doesn't mean you can't switch your mind or change your mind. No, you have to just justify and explain like, okay, now that we hear this, here's what we are doing. All right. I also think there's so much going on. It's hard to follow even what you said or what you're doing or all of that stuff. So don't be afraid to change your mind. You just better make sure you have your customer's best interest at heart. Okay. All right. Number three, set yourself up for the most amount of success. Okay. So what I mean by this is I want the biggest numbers I've ever seen in September because I know that we most likely won't get bigger. We will get smaller. Okay. So I am going all in on my September campaign right now. I'm asking myself questions like, how do we get creative here? Like, how do we be proactive? What can we do in our advertising? What no-brainer offer can I make that makes people feel at ease when purchasing? All right. Now, please don't do this. Don't say like, sign up for September and if we close, we'll reimburse you. Okay, this is bad marketing and you financially probably can't afford that, but people are doing it all over the place. Don't say that. Say something like, you know, if we were to close, here is what we would be doing in exchange for this, right? We're really leading with like, we're a month-to-month contract. Like there are no long-term contracts here. So if you sign up for September and all of a sudden things hit the fan in November, it's okay. Like you can cancel, right? So we're really making sure people are aware of that, okay? So if you have to do virtual or whatever you have to do, make sure it just sounds even more exciting that they're going to want to stay with you. You might have seen that in like the personal development space, right? The people that are throwing events, they're saying like, buy tickets for this event. It's going to be virtual, but it's going to include your next year's in-person ticket too. So all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, of course I'm going to buy it then. I get two events? Like this is crazy. Like people are excited about giving you money because you can really add on even more value. Okay. Now, don't forget, last episode, we talked about raising the bar, right? This step goes hand in hand. Go after your goals with such belief that you truly can conquer them, or don't even try at all. Like, why go for the best situation of breaking even or only going this much in debt? Like, why is that even the best case scenario? Really go higher, okay? Number four, keep your schedule light. I always clear my schedule on Tuesdays and Fridays in summer. It's been something I've been doing maybe like the last 2 years or so. And what I've decided is, and you know, it's funny because when I cram everything into 3 days, it's not like I'm doing less in summer. I'm still getting the stuff done, right? You just really start to weed out the things that clearly aren't that important. So as I'm sitting here having off on my Tuesdays and Fridays, I'm like, why am I not doing this in the school year, right? Now I enjoy working, so I'm okay working Monday through Friday. But we know that life is still not back to normal. So for me, I would rather keep my Tuesdays and Fridays off and get to work as a bonus time than all of a sudden realize while the kids are home and we are just really, really struggling. So keeping my schedule light is going to allow for more time on my calendar to put out fires, to be creative, right? To problem solve. Like that is my zone of genius. I literally, when people at my studio or somebody on my team is not complaining, but like just sharing a problem, mama, give it to me. Like I am a brainstormer. Let me think about this for a second and I will shoot things at you, right? So I want to make sure that I am open and available to talk to my team members to help brainstorm. So that is something that we've been talking about. And I've talked to my assistant now, Jordan, and I'm like, do not schedule me on Tuesdays and Fridays. Like she has a strict order of nothing goes on those days without me approving it for something. Okay. Now, one thing we are considering is if we don't go back to school in fall full time, we are thinking of pulling our kids and actually homeschooling our kids for real, which sounds crazy. It sounds crazy for me because I have never, ever considered homeschooling. And the reason I am thinking about doing this is, first, I've heard from so many homeschooling friends how much less work they had to do than we had to do doing our school virtually. And I've done some research and I've already like really looked into this and realized that it might be easier for us to do this on our own terms than to have a school tell us what we need to do and when we need to do it and all of that. Now, I actually love our school and I thought they did a great job virtually. I was very impressed with what they did. However, with my crazy schedule and just whatever I need to get done or need to do, sometimes it's easier for me just to control when we can do things and what we can do versus having to go off of somebody else's schedule, especially if it needs me or it needs my husband, right? So I'm pretty serious about this. Like, I've already kind of selected a curriculum that I'm interested in. Kent and I have discussed, like, he would teach 2 days, I would teach the other two. It's just a 4 day a week curriculum. Then the fifth day, like, we'd have off. We'd probably send them to my mom's for the day so we could both work. And as I'm like looking at this and trying to figure this out, I started to see, okay, like this could definitely be like worst case scenario if the school just picks the worst plan. And again, I love my school, but my school has to go off of a certain public school district. So it's not even their decision. Whatever that district says, they have to do. So if I'm not in love with that plan, we don't have to complain about hating the plan. We have more control than we think, right? So for me, I'm not going to sit here and complain all year about how much I don't like this virtual school. We're just looking at how do I be proactive and do something that's going to be better for our family. Okay. This would definitely, I would think this would be very short term just for the year. If things got back to normal, that kids would go back to school. So again, I love our school. It's nothing like that. It's more of this could be challenging, right? And I'm trying to figure out our schedule here. As far as keeping the schedule light, my travel schedule is pretty much non-existent. We are not going to be taking any trips personally or business-wise until 2020. Like, that was a really hard decision for me because I love traveling. I'm like going stir crazy in my house, which is weird because I love my house. It's like the perfect summer home. And I'm already like, oh, I should do this or I should do that, which I think it's just because I know mentally I can't. So I want to, right? But we've made this decision of really minimizing our travel, especially until the election is over. I just know like there are other crazy things that are going to be happening. And I would rather be here, feel safe, feel secure, know that I have everything that I need, right? So it also takes a lot out of me, the traveling before and after and all of that. I want to just make sure that my schedule does not have any little extra things on it, like an entire day of travel. I want to just make sure that I'm able to keep as much free space as possible. So like my Powerhouse Mastermind retreats, they're both happening one in summer, one in fall, and they're here in Milwaukee. Now, my other speaking engagements, they're either virtual or they've completely gotten canceled. So for me, it's like, this has been actually a pretty big blessing in disguise because it was able to free up a lot more of my time. And as somebody who's trying to make a lighter schedule, it's been helpful. Okay. Now, I know I'm going to get questions on this because you're like, Stacey, how are you going to do all of this and homeschool your children? So I quickly am giving you my tentative schedule for fall because I want you to see, like, I believe this is possible. Okay. And if I believe it, then I know it can happen, right? If you don't believe you can do it, then don't do it, right? So my Monday mornings, I separated this by mornings and afternoons. Mondays, my Monday mornings, I'm going to do team meetings like I normally do. Monday afternoons, I basically prep my content for the week, anything that I'm creating. And then I coach. I have a certification program for foot traffic formula coaches. I coach them on the afternoons on Mondays. Okay. Tuesday mornings, I will be homeschooling. So I didn't want Kent to have to carry all of this. I also felt like I was almost like getting disconnected from the kids because they were home so much and they're watching me work 9 to 3. Like it felt way different than when they were at school. So I decided I already can take off 2 days. So why can't I teach them for 2 days? So it's actually only a maximum of 2 hours of teaching. Tanner has like an extra hour on her own that she has to do, but Tuesday mornings, 2 hours, I'm going to homeschool the kids. Tuesday afternoons, the kids will still be here. They'll be around. I'm not going to make any appointments, but I'll be able to squeeze things in if I want to. So I might be able to prep a podcast, but I wouldn't be recording one with the kids around, right? So then Wednesdays, I am reserving my mornings for content creation. Wednesday afternoons, I coach in foot traffic and for Powerhouse. Okay. Thursday mornings, I'm reserving again for content creation. You can see clearly what I do, like marketing, all of that. And then podcast recordings for foot traffic. So I'll be recording when I want to do that. And then Thursday afternoons, I record for other people's podcasts. So this means I might have to say no to quite a few people because if they can't record Thursday afternoons, I might not have the time. Now, obviously, if this is like a, wow, I can't believe I was just asked to be on the show, this is super exciting, yes, I'll make exceptions. But for the most part, if it's not one of those like, yes, I need this, then it's going to be a, I'm so sorry, she only records on Thursday afternoons, right? And then Fridays, I'm going to homeschool again in the morning. And then a little bit of work, I'll try to squeeze in again in the afternoon. Again, something that can be done with the kids. My kids are almost 5 and 7.5, so they're getting at a good age where they can do things on their own. And then possibly just make Fridays like a family fun day together, okay? So Wednesdays, I'm looking at, it's a 4-day curriculum, so I'm looking at Wednesdays the kids would have off and having my mom hopefully watch them on Wednesdays. And maybe Wednesdays, instead of working to 3, I work till 5 and I make it just a really long day so Kent and I both can get a bulk of stuff done, okay? Now again, some of you might not have the luxury of having somebody close by. We do, strategically. That is why I live in Wisconsin. I don't live here for the weather, folks, okay? I live here because my family lives here. So that is a perk that we get, right? So for me, I'm looking at how can I make this work for myself and my family? Like, what does that look like? And to me, I look at that and I think, I can still do all of this and I can still have a phenomenal year, right? Because when you're committed and when you believe it, you can make it happen. Okay, now number 5, this is kind of a weird one, but I really feel like I need to tell you this, okay? So number 5 is preparing your house and personal needs, okay? So this is not like a doomsday prepper edition here, but I do want you to realize what happened last time is going to happen again, right? I mean, but maybe even a longer period of time. Okay. So remember when all of this happened and I talked about all of my lessons learned. I am sure you had a lot of lessons learned too, right? But now I want you to start to fix those mistakes from last time. Like if you were somebody that literally had no toilet paper in your house, like, come on, get some toilet paper. Like this is not crazy. This is not rocket scientists, right? Like we can do this. So you know, if this is going to happen again, you are going to need a stocked pantry. You are going to need a freezer full of meat or whatever. You're going to need your office supplies. Whatever you need, start to figure out where you went wrong last time, right? Or what, maybe you didn't go wrong. Maybe you had those things stocked, but you're not even thinking, oh yeah, but I don't have this stocked right now. I don't have any cold and flu medicine. I don't have any whatever, okay? Now, yes, something like hand sanitizer is still low, but there are some things that are back in stock. So get them now. And this is why I wanted to include this. If you are freaking out about things that you don't need to be freaking out in, like when this happens again, I'm not going to be complaining about my lack of food or my lack of toilet paper. I'm going to be focusing on real things like my business and important things that I need to be able to have an open mind, a clear mind that I can really attack my business and do what I need to do. Okay. So when I say like, yeah, it's time to start doing this stuff and think about it, it's because you don't have the mental space or the mental capacity to be worrying about toilet paper in 6 months from now. Okay. So I know that in round 2, I'm going to get sucked back into my businesses just like I did last time. I worked more than, especially in my brain, like just really brainstorming and problem solving like crazy, right? So I want to be ahead of that. I remember going into Office Depot and the entire webcam, like microphone section, completely gone, okay? If you need items like that, if you're like, oh, I'm going to start a podcast and I'll probably start one in the next 6 months or so, you might want to be thinking like, again, computers, cameras, mics, a lot of that stuff was very hard to come by. Okay. It's coming back, but it's also getting harder. We just bought a freezer. I said to Kent, I'm like, I would like to stock up on some stuff. And just to show you, I'm not the only crazy person there. You can't get freezers anywhere right now in my area, like Menards, Home Depot, Lowe's, all of them, no freezers. And they actually have signs up saying like, we're back ordered. We're not ordering special orders right now. Like, basically, you'll have to wait. So we ended up ordering one on Best Buy and it won't even come for like a month. Like that's how back ordered some of these things are. Okay. So I want you to prepare now for what you know you needed last time, right? Then be thinking about it when it's too late because that's not fun. And honestly, I don't want to have to go into the grocery store. Like for my mental, not even for health reasons, for my mental health, when I walk into a grocery store and it's just like empty, and there are just so much. I don't know how people live in Florida where there's hurricanes and like that's just a normal part of it. Because when I walked in there, that gave me so much anxiety. So I plan to stay out and live in my own little bubble in my fully stocked house that makes me feel good, because mentally I need to be here and be prepared to tackle whatever challenges come my business, right? Like come this way. All right. So again, I want you to be thinking about that, and even stupid, like silly stuff, like stock up on your staples that you know that you typically use, right? So Amazon, how slow did Amazon get? I mean, I waited like 2 weeks sometimes for normal items. So what can you get now that you're going to need possibly through the end of flu season 2021, right? So these are all little things that I want you to start thinking about. Now, another thing that is important to me is like, so I'm not traveling and I'm going to be stuck here for a good chunk of winter, right? And you can't walk in Wisconsin outside in the middle of winter. I mean, you can try, but it's not an enjoyable experience, right? And one thing that I talked to my husband about, I'm like, I really want to get a sauna. Like I love, like, first of all, having something like that, that's warm and there's detox reasons and you can meditate while you're in there. There's like so many things that you could do with that. For me, I know that that's going to be a really great outlet for me to be like, okay, I need to go and decompress. I have a home gym. Some of you might not have a home gym, right? Like, how are you going to stay active? How are you going to stay healthy? What will you want when you're stir crazy? And what will you want that will be productive, right? I'm not stocking up on, like, I didn't gain 15 pounds. Like, everybody's joking, like, oh, COVID-15. I didn't gain weight. If anything, I probably lost weight from all the stress, right? I want you to ask yourself, how do you stay strong and healthy as we head into this, okay? Now, again, I'm a crazy organized person, but hopefully, if you've been following me for a while, you love that about me. And that's why you come here. So I just want you to know that the less you have to think about when things do hit the fan, the better off you will be, okay? So take what you want from this episode, but I always want to share with you what it is I'm actually doing and thinking about. Imagine if I told you like, oh, you didn't do this? I did that 6 months ago. You would be mad at me, right? So I want to share with you like my over-preparedness is the one thing that really helps me in times like these. And maybe you're like me, so you want to do this. And maybe you're like, I'm not like you, but I know I need to be in times like this, okay? Trust me, if you take even one thing from this episode, you will be sitting in a much better position than you were last time, okay? Now, if you did not hear, starting July 1st, we are doing our first ever beginner bootcamp for those of you who want to build your first funnel. You can go to stacytushel.com/bootcamp. I'm going to be going live 2 times per week for 30 days in a private Facebook group where I'm going to be teaching live 4 different areas of trainings: the funnel foundations, then on week 2, how to pick your ideal client and create that irresistible offer, product, program, service, whatever it is. Week 3, we're actually teaching you how to build out the funnel. And then week 4, how to promote the funnel. So literally 30 days, you're going to have a funnel up and running. Okay. Come join us. Save thousands of dollars if you were to hire somebody to do this for you for only $97 for this round. And we're going to be recording everything live, and then you'll get access to the recordings after it's over. So even if you have a crazy July, still get in now while the price is only $97. We're going to be doing it live. If you can ever show up live, great. If not, watch the recordings. Again, go to stacytushel.com/bootcamp. All the details are there. All right, guys, have a great rest of your day. I cannot wait to hear feedback from this episode. What did you love? What did you want more of? I want to continue to bring you in real time what is going on right now. All right, talk soon. And that's a wrap. If you are loving the Foot Traffic podcast, then I know you would love Foot Traffic Formula. It's my group coaching and accountability program where we turn your marketing goals into results. Head over to foottrafficprogram.com and get your marketing working for you today.